AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Good to be with you today. Matt, Brett today. Brett, once again, we've had an incredible run of Democrats of the Day here on AM 950, well over 70 that we did this election cycle alone.
Has it been that many?
Yeah, it has. Well, we started this back in like May? I think it was May.
Yeah,
April, May.
We did start kind of early, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Well, because I take my usual month and a half off in the summer, so. We basically started it early. We ended up, most of them are still very much applicable. We did do on certain races primary candidates, and so there are some primary candidates in there that are not running on the ballot here. But the reality is we've got pretty much a lot of the major candidates and a lot of House races out there. And if you are someone who is wondering about your race, go over to the SoundCloud page. We've linked to this. And as a matter of fact, we put this out yesterday. I put it back out on the Twitter feed and the Facebook post, the Democrat of the Day playlist. And just scroll through, see if it's your Democrat was in there. You can listen to them. We had a lot of great conversations.
In fact, it's even its own playlist on iTunes as well. If you just search Democrat of the Day, I just did that the other day and it shows up.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. So it's on iTunes too. We talked to people from, way up in the northwestern part of the state, all the, District 1B, I think, and 2B, Northbird, we talked to him, went up to the Iron Range, we talked all the way out to the Lake Superior Shore, Duluth, we did Rochester, southeastern part of the state, southwestern part of the state, even out into the west, a lot about the, especially in the mid part of the state as well, and of course, a few of the metro area candidates too. So, most of the metro area candidates we talked with were Democrats running in seats that are either, they're challenged, they're incumbents and they're going to be challenged and it's a tight seat, or it basically is a seat held by a Republican. And by God, are the Republicans terrified of identifying themselves as Republicans this election cycle? That's what I've come up with. Have you noticed that, Brent? If you're up on like some site, if there's an ad comes up for a political candidate and you have no freaking clue what political party it is, it's a Republican. Because pretty much every DFL are saying DFL, Minnesota DFL. Republicans are like, we believe in breathable air. We believe in gravity. Vote me, gravity candidate. And it's in green or orange or pink or purple or blue. I know a lot of they're just outright, DFL light in some of the cases. No, they're terrified. And we'll get to this a little bit later on, but they should be. Vote straight ticket Democrat, because you know what? These clowns, they've been in charge. You think Omnibus Prime was the right way to do things? You scared about what Doug Wardlow is going to do at the Attorney General's office? You think some guy who really is as unqualified as Johnson is to be governor, you should be governor? Karen Housley, the most memorable thing her entire campaign has been is brought her husband into an ad that he couldn't hit a goal from 5 feet out without a goalie in it. Why would you even do that? Jim Neuberger. Well, once again, let's go to the big board. A week out, we're going to make a call. Amy Klobuchar is your next senator, once again, for the state of Minnesota.
Still the great campaign signs. Protect Trump.
Protect Trump. Protect Trump. Can we see if Jim Neuberger has a van covered in stickers? I just want to know. Anywho, I just want to go, because he's got to protect Trump! Yeah. Of course, we have 8 congressional races here, and Ilhan Omar is looking like she's going to successfully take Minnesota 5. Obviously, I was reading an interesting breakdown on 3, and Paulson and Dean Phillips, and that their expectation is Dean Phillips is going to win that one. So it's interesting. Jason Lewis, who basically did everything in his power last election cycle to hide his radio shows from the years and years, which is all of a sudden, ruh-roh, guess what? Now we've heard, listened to some of them. And, I don't know why you needed to listen to him. I knew what kind of guy he was. The interesting races in 8 and 1. We'll get to 8 a little bit later on. There's some breaking news out of that. But there's a lot going on. So, by all means, get out there, vote straight DFL ticket. If you need to listen to someone, Democrats of the Day, they're there. We, of course, are keeping time open this entire week for Republicans who want equal time, because we're not afraid of doing a Republican of the Day. And once again, the same setup. I choose the questions. We stay on topic, and I will not let you go on rants off topic. I just won't. And so if we've allowed your Democratic challenger equal time, we'll give you equal time, let you come on in here. I'll even promote your website at the end of the interview here. So let's go to the tally board so far. I mean, it's been, I know it's a shocker. We haven't had too many takers here. Brett, how many emails have we gotten from Republican candidates wanting to be Republican of the day?
Hunter even came in early to help count, but we're still at zero.
Zero, you say? Wow. It's almost like they're terrified. I don't know. Land O'Lakes said on Tuesday we'll stop donating money to Republican Iowa Republican Steve King's congressional campaign. What? Wait a minute. Wait, whoa. Stop. Stop. What? You were still donating to Steve King's campaign? When? The 90th racist thing the dude did? That wasn't enough to shake him off? What? You guys were still giving money. Land O'Lakes was giving money to Steve King? Steve King. The K stands for, well, KKK. It's one of them. I can't remember which one exactly in there. It's King. It's just, yeah, that guy. The racist guy.
I once lived in his district. He makes Michelle Bachmann look like Jim Ramstad. That's how far to the right this guy is.
You guys were giving money. Wait a minute. Land O'Lakes. You guys were giving money to the racist? Were you concerned his sheets weren't getting cleaned after the latest rally? Why were you giving money to this guy? What does it take for Land O'Lakes? What does it take for Land O'Lakes to basically say, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't be giving political donations to the guy who's a racist. Gosh, Goering looks at the guy and says, tone it down. My God, man. What are you? You're giving money to Steve King. Wow. Wow. Apparently, this decision from the Arden Hills-based farm cooperative faced pressure on social media over its support of the politician and has consistently appeared to cozy up with racists and white nationalists. In a statement, Land O'Lakes said its political action committee has traditionally contributed to lawmakers of both parties that represent the agricultural communities and serve on committees that oversee agricultural policy, but the company said it can't support King anymore. We take you now? What? Wait! Seriously, it's good you finally got to your limit. Dear Lord, I'm glad you finally got to the break point. But what in the hell's wrong with you people that you did took you now? And it took a social media campaign? What, you arrogant jerks? You guys couldn't get off your own damn asses and realize maybe this is not the guy we should be cozying up in bed with? Dear Lord. Well, you got a farmer. Farmer, nothing. Okay, you want to go down this road? I'll go down this road. You guys say you're a bunch of co-ops, farmers and stuff. You all know the ugly truth of this country. You need undocumented workers to make sure that your crops work. You all know it. Especially your large factory farms. The only way you make your margins is if you have undocumented workers working your crops. And so you gladly welcome them into work. This guy, who, by the way, is Johnny Hypocrite, as he sits there and rails against migrant workers, he gets donations from companies like you who want him to keep migrant workers coming in because that's the only way you guys can keep your margins going. But he goes and rails against these people. He's working against your better judgment. And as a matter of fact, maybe that's the case. Is now the fact that Trump is out there, you know, saying that no more migrant workers are going to be allowed in the country, are you guys realizing your margins are about to go south? And so now all of a sudden, wait a minute here. Yeah. I was with the white supremacist until now all of a sudden our margins are getting dinged. Come on. You guys should be better than this. You should be better than this. You shouldn't be giving money to that guy. We give to guys who are controversial. No, you don't. There is nothing on the left like Steve King. There is nothing. And I guarantee you, even if there was someone one-tenth as outrageous as Steve King, you yourselves would never give them a damn dime because you'd say, well, they're way out there. Land O'Lakes, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourselves that you're giving to basically a Nazi. mean, the author of a newsletter called Popular Information tweeted, Atlanta Legs donated to King's campaigns. Despite King's history of racist comments and recently endorsing a white supremacist for mayor, the tweet has been retweeted nearly 11,000 times and liked 23,000 times. King is a longtime immigration hawk who is on Twitter expressed admiration for Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who is accused of racism by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. King also endorsed long-shot Toronto Canada mayor for candidate Faith Goldie, who has said, amongst other things, that the Nazis in Charlottesville last year have well-thought-out ideas. The neo-Nazi website Daily Stormer has referred to King approvingly as basically an open white nationalist at this point. King has served in Congress since 2003 and represents Iowa's 4th District. Daily Stormer is basically taking them, adopting him as their own, bringing them under his, him under their wing. And you guys were giving him money? Damn, dude. Seriously, damn. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Daryl is in Savage. Welcome on in, Daryl. Let's get your call in here before the break. Welcome on in.
Oh, hey, it's Harold.
Hey, Harold. Savage. Hey, Harold.
Hey, I read, I read the Star Tribune every day. And there's a commentary from Eric Paulson in there today, and he claims that I got a $5,000 tax break. And, you know, I'm a true small business. I'm a painting contractor. I do all my work myself. I've done this 40 years. I got no tax break at all. And I want to know what he's talking about. Are those the homes that line Lake Minnetonka, or what?
Oh, no, no. Those don't get $5,000. They got like $50 million tax breaks there. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe, did he hide it? Is it like a game? Is it like a scavenger hunt? We have to go find the tax break? Oh.
Well, I'm still waiting.
Harold, thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it. Is it hidden in here? I'm going to search for my Eric Paulson tax break in the studio here while we go to commercial. All right, let's go to commercial. I'm going to search for it here and see if I can find it, because that's the only answer I can think of, is he's hidden it. It is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
I'm John Peterson of Ferndale Market, and I'm the third generation to grow turkeys on our family farm in Cannon Falls. We've grown them the same way since 1939, free range and without antibiotics. We're proud of the way our turkey tastes naturally, so we don't add a thing, just 100% pure turkey. Reserve your free range Thanksgiving turkey today for pickup at our store right on the farm in scenic Cannon Falls or at one of our metro retail partners. Visit us at ferndalemarket.com for more information or to reserve your turkey today.
Hi, Gregory Rich, founder and chief at Habitation Furnishing and Design, and now I'd like to invite you to kill your Sunday evenings with me right here on AM 950 with Drink in the Style. It's a one-hour-long conversation of interior design, art, architecture, and pretty much anything else visual and aesthetic, all while enjoying some booze handcrafted by our friends at Mill Valley Kitchen. Can you think of a better way to spend Sunday evenings? Drink in the Style, Sundays, 5 p.m.
As we head into fall, get your vehicle service done at Rudy Luther Toyota. Regardless of where you've purchased your vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota is your number one destination for auto service and repair. Routine maintenance or a larger repair, easily schedule your appointment on their website, RudyLutherToyota.com. That's RudyLutherToyota.com. They're fast, courteous, and they get the job done right. And considering my schedule, I trust them. Get your vehicle ready for the cooler weather with a trip to Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Hello, humans. It's Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many know that I have a diversity inclusion company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I want to share about a speaking event I'll be hosting on Monday, November 5th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Loft Literary Center in Minneapolis. I'll be giving my gray area thinking to others. I'd love for you to join me. Go to elliekrug.com and look at the Human is Human public events page for more. Please come and please tell others. See you then.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance company. companies.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, Burrell's going to join us. Laughing Matters host Robert Burrell. He'll be joining us a little bit later on. He's got a big show coming up here in just a little bit. By the way, programming brought to you by Todd Coledge. You can sponsor AM 950 if you so desire. All you have to do is call us at 952-946-8885, 952-946-8885. You can find out how exactly you can sponsor us. We'd love that. Todd is, of course, was a regular visitor here. He used to live here. Now he lives in Spain. And he's, of course, a big fan who listens to us online. Thank you very much, Todd. We do appreciate that. And he does want everyone to go to onemorevote.us. It's crunch time now, folks. We have to get on out there. Vote blue to check Trump. You bring your friend and double the impact. Recruit someone who didn't vote in the last election. One more vote can make the difference. So it's hashtag one more vote is the website. I will link to that a little bit later on. Onemorevote.us is where you need to go. And thank you, Todd, for sponsoring us here. And he's exactly right. He is exactly right. I'll get back to that here in just a little bit. But right now, let's go to the news story that happened here. Star Tribune, as we mentioned, we talked to Ryan Durant yesterday. Ryan was caller Ryan, who called back on the 12th of October, shared his story of excessive bullying by Doug Wardlow. He alleged Doug Wardlow was a bully back in high school. Eventually, he did the story, which on Saturday morning was appeared in the Pioneer Press. Star Tribune did a story on him about the contentious race for the Attorney General's office. You can tell, I think, Wardlow's campaign's in a little bit of a spin mode. News conference came 2 days after a report in the St. Paul Pioneer Press in which a high school classmate, Ryan Durant, alleged that Wardlow bullied him at the time for being gay. Wardlow has denied the allegation. Wardlow also denied Durant's allegation that he mocked him after a suicide attempt in his sophomore year of high school. Wardlow and Durant are both 1997 graduates at Egan High School. Durant said in an interview with the Star Tribune that he decided to speak out late after the election cycle because he was concerned about Wardlow's more recent work for the legal counsel for the Alliance of Defending Freedom, a national legal group that has challenged the expansion of LGBT rights in courts around the country. If he wasn't doing the same kind of thing, I wouldn't feel the need to do this. ADF stuff is terrible, Durant, who works in computer network security and lives in Brooklyn Center, said in the interview Monday. He's still fighting high school battles at 40 years old, and it's all aimed at LGBT people. Wardlow's campaign emailed a statement from him in response. I categorically denied these allegations about me when I was 14 years old. And once again, 14, dude. The allegations mainly are from when you were 16. I don't know why you keep saying 14, because as I said yesterday, that is, you start getting younger and younger, it starts actually rubbing off on your parents, dude. Just, yeah. I don't know why you keep saying 14, as that's so, like, you know, like when I was 12 and I said this. I mean, my God, I mean, it actually starts, you know, reflecting on your parents. I don't know how much younger you want to go there. Wardlow said, I never did or said anything remotely like the things alleged, not 26 years ago when I was 14, not ever. In separate interviews over the last few days, four of Wardlow's high school classmates told the Star Tribune they were bullied by Wardlow or remember him bullying fellow students. Jason Cobb, now a nurse who lives in Minneapolis, said he and Wardlow were close friends at the beginning of high school, and Cobb said he joined in the bullying of Durant. He said he personally witnessed Wardlow say to Durant after the suicide attempt, you couldn't even get that right. So now we actually have someone, a second person, definitively saying, oh yeah, Wardlow said that. Well, that's now moving from allegation to behavior, dude. I'm just making the point. Cop came out as gay after high school and said he's apologized to Rand. Cameron Swanson, now a community college philosophy professor in Chicago, said he was also a friend of Wardlow's. He said he remembers Wardlow teasing Durant. Sarah Bellew of Apple Valley said Wardlow and his friends called her a freak and remembers Wardlow teasing called her a freak and an inappropriate woman for a name for a lesbian. Wardlow says he does not remember Bellew and denied making such comments. His campaign manager, Billy Grant, said. Heidi Bassett, who is on the school's debate team with Wardlow, said in a statement shared by Wardlow campaign that he was humble, hardworking, and not a bully. Now, okay. Wardlow, let me make sure we understand something here. You bringing out someone who says they weren't bullied by you doesn't basically act as evidence that you didn't do bullying to other people. You do understand that, right? you went out, and once again, if this is the woman that you appealed to try to contact the Pioneer Press to get someone on your side from your school days, these are not equivalent. You have to look at all the people who keep saying you were an extreme bully in high school and counterpoint that, which just became a hell of a lot more hard for you, because not only do you have Durant claiming that you made that comment about after his suicide attempt, but you got Kopp as well now saying that you made this comment after his suicide attempt. You have two people verifying the same story. And your argument is, well, when I saw him, he wasn't bad. That's not a defense, dude. That's just a deflection. You basically have to answer, why are all these people accusing you? And you have to direct your defense to their allegations, not go out and fish up people from days of yore to say, well, I served him a cup of coffee back in 2003, and I didn't notice he was a bully. He just said, thanks for the coffee. That's irrelevant. And with all due respect to your friend Heidi Bassett, who basically is coming to your defense, I don't know if that's necessarily a valid option. He also has Gene and Joanne Van Overbeck, who lived down the street from Wardlow for most of his childhood. Okay, wait a minute here. Now you're getting your neighbors from there. I remember the Wardlow boy. I'm going to guess they didn't witness any of your bullying. I don't think you want to find anyone that lived on your street that was an older adult. You know, I'm going to presume they're all going to say, I don't remember it. Maybe they would. I don't know. He basically, echo statement of another sheriff came. I never heard him utter an unkind word towards anyone else or off the team, said Bassett. Now an attorney, Durant, said he didn't come forward early because of his personal cost that comes with going public, but he said he's gotten more concerned when he saw Wardlow had a chance of winning. He said he can't envision Wardlow standing up to businesses that discriminate against LGBTQ Minnesotans as attorney general. Durant first made his accusations on October 12th on the Matt McNeil Show, a progressive AM radio show. I like how they refer to me sort of like some sort of unique tropical crab. He uses his claws and eye stalks to attract a mate. Hello, ladies. How are you? Here's the part. This is great. Patrick in Apple Valley is going to be so happy because I believe it was Patrick in Apple Valley who called up right before caller Ryan did. I believe it was Patrick. He heard a caller talking about Wardlow as a fine, upstanding young man and felt compelled to act. Congratulations, Patrick in Apple Valley. Because of you, this entire thing has blown up in Wardlow's face. Well done, Patrick. Well done. No, dude, there are witnesses, multiple people who said he did this. And the most heinous bullying actually has two corroborating stories now. You may want to throw this aside. You might want to act like this is nothing big, but reality is you're clearly floundering at this point. You're frantically trying to claw back at this. Ryan did not use his name then. Lindsay Carlson, an attorney in Los Angeles, went to high school with Wardlow. She said she did not witness him bullying people, but was one of two classmates who independently said Wardlow called them feminazi. So you have new more people. Carlson and Wardlow were both law clerks at Minnesota Supreme Court starting in the summer of 2004. Her father was running against Wardlow's father, also a Republican, for an Eagan State House seat at that time. Jim Carlson is now a DFL state senator. Lindsay Carlson said she learned at that time about the Rasta, a political blog Wardlow appears to have written under the two pseudonyms. An email address, various references in the blog, and a bio point to Wardlow in a previous Star Tribune interview. Wardlow said he did some writing for a blog, but couldn't remember when or which one. Let's bring him on in. Patrick in Apple Valley, the man who started this whole thing for Doug Wardlow. Welcome on in.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Matt.
Yeah, good, sir. Now, how many people have said that Doug Wardlow, you said he was a right upstanding man. How many people have said that he was a kind of an extreme bully now?
Well, that's what you're saying.
No, Patrick, no. This is not what I'm saying. It's what the Pioneer Press has reported. It's now what the Star Tribune has reported. I have nothing to say about this. I'm just reading all the allegations. And it's not just high school anymore. If you just missed that last little bit, the Carlson woman who was attacked by him, bullied by him, she says that happened well after high school, while he was in the professional work environment. So you got a kind of a little bit of an issue, Patrick. Did he hang up?
I don't think we have Patrick. I didn't press any buttons here.
Oh, he hung up. Well, there's your Christian values now. Like I said, these are allegations. But the fact that now you have one of the stories specifically that you can go on out there and say that the most heinous bullying allegation against Wardlow has two witnesses, it's getting something else. Another day, another baseless in desperate attack on a failing campaign, said Grant. This is Wardlow's buddy. Doug Wardlow's committed to defending, protecting all Minnesotans. Ellison, blah, blah, blah. He goes on to attack Ellison. Republican criticized him for what? Well, they basically, there's a lot of Republicans who are now frantically out there trying to go after there are a lot of Republicans trying to go after Ellison and trying to turn this back on Ellison. But the problem is this. Doug. Wardlow. Listen to me for a second. How many freaking times do we have to say this? It's not the crime, it's the cover-up. If you just came on out, the minute these allegations came on out, and said, you know what? I was probably more of a bully than I want to acknowledge back in my high school days. Maybe a little bit afterwards. I was wrong. Forgive me. I apologize. And I will apologize to anyone who felt I was out of line. You would have pretty much negated this entire thing almost immediately. Every single day, you scream, 14 years old, 14 years old, when it wasn't 14 years old. Because you weren't 14 in 2004. You weren't 14 when Ryan's bullying happened. That was 16. These facts matter. The more that you keep coming on out and just dismissing it and screaming and running away from it because you just don't want to have to address it, because it would require you to do something that Republicans just can't do. Admit you were wrong. Well, it's only going to get worse, because let me ask you this, Doug. Do you really think this is the end of this? Do you think it's only, what, the 6 or 7 people that have been mentioned in these articles? Or are there a lot more people who are chomping at the bit who want to let everyone else know exactly what their high school experience with Doug Wardlow was like? Phone lines are open, 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. Stauber's in trouble in 8 a little bit. Just a little bit. More of the St. Louis County Commissioners. I'll get to that in a second. And also Robert Burrill coming up. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hello, humans. It's Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m., where I talk about being a practical idealist. I want to invite you to a special talk I'm giving, Gray Area Thinking, on Monday, November 5, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Open Book Literary Center in Minneapolis. I've been giving this talk, Gray Area Thinking, to businesses all across North America. Now I'm offering Gray Area Thinking to the general public. Gray Area Thinking teaches how to be more accepting of people who look different than you or me, or who are LGBTQ or of a different religion. It's work grounded in the teachings of Dr. King and Robert F. Kennedy. I'd love for you to join me on Monday, November 5th at Open Book at 6:30 p.m. To register, Google Eventbrite Tickets Gray Area Thinking, or go to elliekrug.com and look for Human is Human public events on the menu. Please come, and please bring someone. More than ever, our country needs gray area thinking.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Oh, yes. We just listen to this the rest of the hour.
You're good, man. I miss the Beasties. EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is Nightingale. Fantastic place. Stop on by. You can try. They've got the sweet potato pierogies, which are delicious. If you haven't had those are fantastic. And their bruschetta plates are amazing. Great cocktails, great wine selection too, plush booths, and a great atmosphere. 2551 Lindale Avenue, south of Minneapolis. Nightingale is the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. Kathy is watching us on the Facebook stream. Hello, Kathy. The German teacher, Miss Carlson, said it happened. I'm presuming she's referring to Wardlow's bullying. Her husband was in Egan as well. Okay. Now, once again, let's make sure we talk about things. Ryan made allegations. I was asking for an investigation because those allegations were pretty extreme. A lot of people have stepped up and said they witnessed bullying or were experienced bullying from Doug Wardlow themselves. All right. Once again, that's kind of an individual thing, and it's a he said, she said sort of thing, but it's not something that Wardlow can dismiss by bringing in some person that he didn't tease and didn't bully. But now you have the person who basically says, oh, no, I was there when Wardlow said the things to Ryan. He said those things. Well, now you're into more definitive nature. An allegation like this about what happened in high school, the state rep, that's right, Jim Carlson, state rep down there. Now that you got these allegations, it adds more provenance to the original allegations, and it adds a lot more provenance, especially if there is a German teacher who would be willing to come on out and say, oh yeah, I witnessed him doing this all the time. Well, then all of a sudden, now you're starting to get more and more people validating that Wardlow was kind of rotten during the high school days. Lisa also makes a great comment. I can guarantee that almost everyone can remember a jerk like Wardlow in their high schools. Well, I will say this. If you were the extreme bully, if you were, you are the source of a lot of people's frustrations. And trust me, if you were that bad, and, right now it's looking like Wardlow was that bad in high school, and then at least somewhat after high school as well. If you were that bad, well, then more people are going to come on out, and that's just a reality. Pete Stauber and the St. Louis County Commissioners were basically trying to hide the Republican Congressional District 8's emails from when he was working as a commissioner. Stauber, you're not good, but at the same time, St. Louis County Commissioners, what the hell were you guys doing? I mean, you guys clearly were going a long way to prevent Stauber from being embarrassed for using official email for personal campaigning, which is what he was doing. I mean, there's no smoking gun here. I mean, there's nothing in here is like the body of the Boy Scouts out by the dumpster. I mean, there's nothing like that. But there is quite a few, things where he broke the law. And these are supposed to be laws which the St. Louis County Commissioner the commission is supposed to abide by. And the fact is, it doesn't look like not only did you not abide by them, but you were doing your best to hide the rules from being that the fact that you, it kind of looks like you went along with this. Email showed a timeline in which Stauber used taxpayer resources to advance his political career that continued as recently as April of 2018. July 2017, Stauber was asking for and receiving messaging advice from the NRCC, National Republican Congressional Committee. July 2017, Stauber asked the NRCC to arrange meetings for himself and fellow County Commissioner Keith Nelson and congressional Republicans in Washington. In August 2017, Stauber was asking senior officials at the NRCC for opposition research on Congressman Rick Nolan. In August 2017, Stauber had his assistant in the County Commissioner's office setting up political interviews for him on Fox News. Stauber was seeking messaging and policy guidance from the NRCC in December of 2017 on issues ranging from net neutrality to Me Too. In April of 2018, Stauber was sending potential opposition hits to senior communications officials at the NRCC. So, yeah, you were breaking the law, dude. You're not supposed to do that. And it does call into question. Is it the greatest crime in the history of mankind? No, it's not. It's not the greatest crime of all time. It isn't. But at the same, and like I said, I actually, this looks worse for the St. Louis County commissioners. The St. Louis County management actually has far more to answer for because it seems like they're actively trying to be part of a cover-up here. And a dumb cover-up, too. And once again, let's go back to what I just said with Wardlow. It's not the crime, it's the cover-up. If you guys would have come on out the first time someone wanted the data release and just sort of said, yep, you know, hey, there were some emails I put out there. I shouldn't have done this. This was a bad idea. My bad. I used the wrong thing. I tried sometimes. Apparently, at one point, he did tell someone to use a private email to get them off the public stuff. You could have done that, and no one would have really cared. Now we are a week out from the election, and here you guys are being forced by a court to release this information and show that you actually were helping him cover up violations of your own rules. This is a much more darker light for the St. Louis County government than it is for Stauber. Although Stauber, once again, using an assistant to try to get you Fox News interviews? Fox News! Really? Well, if that's the way you want to go with it, that's the way you want to go, I guess. But needless to say, I as I read through these emails, I say to myself, if you guys would have just come on out from the beginning and said, you know what? We shouldn't have done it. Well, I don't think anyone would have cared. But now it's become a story because you guys screwed it up. Because you guys basically looked like you were trying to hide something. And you were, to a point. I mean, like I said, it's not necessarily a political career ender. Like, you know, here's where the bodies are buried. But at the same time, it's rule violations that he shouldn't have been doing on taxpayer dime. On the taxpayer dime. 952-946-6205. Got a few minutes here before we're going to get into a break, and then Burrell comes on back and talks about a big show he's got coming up here tomorrow night. We are 1 week out, folks. We are 1 week away from Election Day. And there are a lot of people right now in this country who have been talking a big game but have no intention of following through. It's true. It's absolutely true. People who have been posting online, posting on social media, we have to make a difference. We got to change things. They've been putting out memes. They've been doing this stuff. And they have no intention of voting on Tuesday because they think that they've done something by basically putting a meme out on Twitter. Are you registered to vote? Are you? Seriously, are you? If you don't know, you can find out by going to the Minnesota Secretary of State's page. They will help you with that. Do you know where to vote? If you don't, Minnesota Secretary of State's page will tell you exactly where you need to go vote. Can you still vote early? I believe you can here in the state of Minnesota, right? Early voting still going on. I believe so. Take advantage of that if you so desire. And then what you need to do is ask every stinking one of your friends, are you registered to vote? Do you know where you go to vote? Are you planning on voting on Tuesday? If they say no, then say, can you go down? I'll drive you over right now. We can go early vote. It's all about turnout. Trump's gone. You know, like I said, Trump's not Hitler, but he's cosplaying Hitler a lot right now. He's gone full fascist dictator in these last 2 weeks to try to appeal to people to get them to go vote. Whether he's calling nationalist, whether blaming the Jews that were gunned down and Pittsburgh for they're somewhat being somewhat responsible for their own deaths because they didn't have an armed guard in a synagogue, to his argument that he's going to get rid of, you know, birthright citizenship, which is absolutely disgusting. He is going, you know, like I said, he's doing a fanboy Hitler right now. And the question is, he's doing this because his political people have told him the Republicans will respond and vote for you even if you're the most racist, over-the-top guy. They don't care. They're going to vote Republican. They're all going to show up. There is nothing that's going to stop Republicans from going and voting. They could walk in on Trump having sex with their spouse, and the first words out of their mouths will be, damn Democrats. They are all going to show up. They are all going to vote. The question you have is, can we get enough of that 110 million people who were registered to vote, who did not show up and vote this last election? Can we get 10% of those, 20% of those people to the polls? Because if you can do that, you're going to shift this country so far to the left, they'll give every Republican whiplash. What are you doing to make sure the vote happens? That is everything. Everything else doesn't matter if you do not go and vote. If you have questions about voting, go to the Minnesota Secretary of State's page. I will link to that a little bit later on. But that's it. This is, have you gotten your friends to vote? Have you asked your friends if they're registered to vote? And reminder, vote straight, party ticket, because you know what? The Republicans have screwed up everything. They've screwed up the state with Omnibus Prime. They can't get anything passed in the state. They sure as heck don't deserve the Attorney General's office. They sure don't deserve the U.S. Senator seats. They sure don't deserve to ruin Mark Dayton's legacy in the governor's race. They don't deserve the Minnesota House back. They sure don't deserve the Minnesota Senate, for that matter, either. And they sure do not deserve the seats in the U.S. House. What are you doing to make that happen? Vote straight party blue. That's what I'm going to recommend. Vote straight party blue. Because that's the only way we're going to make change. To leave the Republicans licking such fierce wounds that they realize that unless they change everything to the core, that they have no chance at all. And that comes down to everyone voting. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Robert Burrill joins us from Laughing Matters. He'll be talking about a show he's got tomorrow night. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Connie Burek, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. On the Awakened Living radio show, we will discuss stress, self-care, fear, happiness, beliefs, communication, joy, pain, trauma, and more. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Keith Ellison. Extreme. Out of touch. Keith Ellison supported cop killers, advocates for open borders, and has been credibly accused of domestic violence by multiple women. Even the National Organization for Women has called for Ellison to end his campaign. What's even worse, Keith Ellison opposed a bill in Congress that barred sex offenders from teaching our children. Ellison has an extreme agenda, and he wants to use the Attorney General's office to push it. How can we trust him to be our Attorney General? We need Doug Wardlow. Wardlow will fight crime, work to lower healthcare costs, stop human trafficking and the opioid epidemic, and most importantly, keep Minnesota fair and safe. That's why Doug Wardlow has been endorsed by the Minneapolis Police Union. Doug Wardlow will look out for all of us, for every Minnesotan. Vote Doug Wardlow for Attorney General.
I'm Doug Wardlow, and I approve this message. paid for by the Doug Wardlover Attorney General Committee.
At Burger Mo's, Mondays no longer need to be a drag. Dine on the beautiful patio for Burger Monday Madness every Monday after 4 p.m., where you can order any burger and fries off menu for just $6. Not valid on Excel event evenings. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Beryl, by the way, we're still trying to get in touch with him, right?
Yep, hopefully he'll be calling us shortly.
Well, he's a comedian. My God, he should be waking up here in the next hour. That one's going to get me. There's so much for my comedian guests over the holidays here, so...
He's not here to defend himself.
Laughing Matters is a show we have on at 7 p.m. That is on on Saturday nights with Beryl. So you can go over there and listen to him there, as well as also he's got, and I wanted to make sure we mention that we do finally have him here, that he's at the headlining at the House of Comedy. He is so popular, he's headlining at the House of Comedy. That's why he has absolutely no time left over for us here at AM 950. Robert Beryl.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure, man. How are you? Congratulations on the headlining gig tomorrow.
I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's my third or fourth time out there, so... I'm in the bullpen. I'm in Mike Brody's bullpen. So whenever a headliner's like, "Nope, I'll get there Thursday," they bring in the lefty.
Well, let me ask you right now. What time is that show tomorrow night? If everyone wants to go catch it,
that show is at 7:30 p.m. and you can go to houseofcomedy.net for details and tickets and stuff.
All righty. I must ask you, since you're joining us, and I always love when I can get you to talk politics a little bit. To talk a little bit about your thoughts so far about election 2018. Anything that comes to mind for you?
Well, a lot, I guess. Part of it is just the insane amount of blatant voter suppression.
Yes.
Like, especially in Georgia. Like, how do you get away with overseeing your own election? And I guess that he's just like preventing black people from voting out in the open. I think he was accused of being a racist, but he said that he's not a racist, and to prove it, he's willing to do a 3/5 compromise.
Oh, wow.
Which he that's not my policy. That's his. Oh. But I feel like he should do a little bit of research before proposing something like that.
I've seen him. Every time I keep waiting for him to do the foghorn leghorn. Now, I didn't know that stopping all minorities from voting was a wrong thing.
Yeah, well, that's actually a second reason that white people in the South shouldn't go in blackface for Halloween. Obviously, it's terrible, but because if it looks authentic enough, they won't be allowed to vote. Wow. So there's a flip side to that, too.
The races here in the state of Minnesota, it's looking somewhat good for the Democrats here. Although, you know, you're a younger guy, you know, than me. You're younger than me. Why do you guys don't want to vote? I mean, there's always been a lower voter turnout as you get younger and younger. And I'm like, my God, I mean, if the net neutrality alone, you would have thought would have gotten everyone under the age of 30 to the polls and ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm the best spokesman for the youth of America. It seems like it's a trend that's reversing. But maybe if there was a way you could like catch Republican policies the way you can like catch Pokemon Go, then maybe you could see how terrible they really are. But yeah, I'm not sure. Hopefully it reverses, though. But like some of this stuff that I'm seeing from like early voting where like they just didn't count the votes for the Democrat who would go to the Republican right away. And like I get that the Democratic candidates have a lead, particularly Amy Klobuchar. But still, it's like I'm not going to rest easy until they've conceded.
Well, and
the Republican candidates conceding, unless it's Roy Moore, because then I think he's still still hasn't claimed defeat yet.
One thing I made this point about these votes get changed in these voting booths now. When someone asked me, I said, do you think that this is intentional or just accidental, just it's bad computer equipment? I said, of course it's intentional. Because if a Republican thought for 1 second one of their votes could be changed, I guarantee you the entire system would be shut down until they figured out what the problem is. And the fact is,
every
Republican's like, I don't see a problem here. Go vote. You know?
Yeah, that's because they have their number of votes. And as long as they can get those people to the polls and they can just deter or prevent everyone else from voting, then they'll win.
Now, it is scary. Have you voted yet?
I have not. I'm going to do it on election day. Yeah. I've got the time, but I have a lot of friends that have voted early, and I definitely appreciate it.
You can. The best part about voting early is that if you did have to frantically go back and change a vote, you still can.
Yeah, well, and it's given these news stories some time to make it out to the rest of the country to see how messed up some of this stuff is.
On the back of that voting ballot, there's so many damn judges, and I try to remember who I voted for, but most of them run unopposed. But I did write you in actually for one judge, so if you do win on me, my bad.
I think I would be a phenomenal judge. The only question I have when I get to the judge's side of the ballot is whether or not they've been on Making a Murderer. Because if that's the case, I don't want them. I need to know if you're an incumbent or not. I just need to know if you've appeared on the show Making a Murderer. Yes, I'm going to have to go with the other guy.
Are you a regular on the ID network? Well, you got my vote.
Yeah.
Of the show, once again, House of Comedy, 7:30 tomorrow night. I also want to give a plug to your album, which is hilarious.
Oh, thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate that. I'll have copies at the show, too.
And you can get that on iTunes, right?
Yes. Yeah. Sex and Politics.
There you go. Find his album. Listen at 7 o'clock on Saturday nights, Laughing Matters. And, of course, tomorrow, House of Comedy, 7:30 at the Mall of America. Robert Burrell headlining out there. Go see him. Fill that place up for Robert. He is sensational. Robert, it's great chatting with you, man. All my best, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Right back at you. Thanks so much for having me on the show, Matt.
My pleasure. My absolute pleasure. Robert Burrell here, and my God, I love Robert for one main reason. He was one of the first interviews I did in this studio years ago. This is back when I did the old 6 p.m. show. And he came in with a comedy owner, and he came on in. And so basically it's been just a pure joy because he had me on the floor. I'm like, how are you not headlining shows? And so the fact that he's got his own album and he's headlining shows, I'm very happy that he's having some success there. We do want to take a quick moment, Brett, to remind people we do have election night coverage coming up here a week from tonight, right?
Indeed we do.
What time?
Tuesday.
What time?
7 o'clock, I think we're going on with you.
Yep, I'm going to be here from 7 until 9. I got Stein and Schechter in the first hour, in the 7 p.m. hour next Tuesday. We'll have results. I know we'll have some results in the 8 o'clock hour as the polls close in Minnesota at 8. We will keep you up to date. We'll have a lot of updates on what's been happening on the East Coast. What time are we going until that night?
We'll see how long it goes.
We'll see how long
it goes. Could be a while.
All righty. Because Brett Hunter take over at 9 o'clock. Make sure you're with us on election night right here on AM 950. We'll be back tomorrow with Stein. Till then, see ya.